Everyone, happy Friday. I'm sure many of you are gearing up for America 250 festivities as summer gets into full swing. There's plenty happening over the next few days here in the nation's capital, from the Great American State Fair to the 4th of July celebrations on the National Mall. Definitely be safe and have fun. And if you're new here, definitely be sure to subscribe to my newsletter at annalisagale.substack.com. Let's talk tech ahead of the festivities. Welcome to the Tech Rundown Podcast. I'm Annalisa Gale. Well, the new payment option being tested right now, it's called X Money. In a post on social media, one of the developers said it's starting to roll out to a select group of U.S. premium members as they refine the experience. According to CBS News, X Money and Visa announced a partnership more than a year ago, and former ex-CEO there describing it as an everything app. So we'll see what happens with X Money. Will it rival Cash App, Zelle, PayPal, options that are already out there? Plus, OpenAI builds a spicy AI chip. This headline, obviously, just a play on words, but OpenAI did, in fact, build their first AI chip called Jalapeno. Why this matters? Well, there are several reasons, and the biggest reason is that they are in extremely high demand. According to NBC News, right now there are efforts to control the use of U.S.-made AI chips because they're watching to see if other countries will try to get those chips, as countries like China and their military also embrace AI. So we'll see what happens with that one, but definitely big news for OpenAI, as always lately, because they are moving quickly with their technology innovations there. Plus, Zoox robotaxi design update. It's the latest news coming from the robotaxi company, Zoox. Apparently, they have a sleek design, and they changed a couple things on the inside of what you usually see in a typical Zoox robotaxi. You can check it out right now on my Substack to find out what it looks like. Also, Instagram is now available on Samsung TV in the U.S. Apparently, this was announced on Monday, and they say that coming soon, the company will also be experimenting with longer form storytelling and also some series with creators, according to The Hollywood Reporter. So we'll see what happens. You know, YouTube is definitely big, and Instagram is trying to probably get in on the viewerships and also the ad dollars and just, you know, the greatness of YouTube. So we'll see what if it can compete with YouTube, Instagram, now on Samsung TV, only in the U.S. And I'm pretty excited about this. The hair braiding robot expected in the fall. If you're a fan of intricate cornrow styles, according to Allure, the Halo Braid, that's the name of the robot. It will be able to help you braid, but not close to the scalp. It will handle mid-length to the ends of the hair, plaiting a classically strand braid. I'm pretty excited about this because if you've ever tried to sit for some braids, which I did right before I gave birth to my first child, and it took several hours, and I told myself never again, but of course I'll do it again. So we'll see what happens with that. I'm watching to see if it will really hit salons, as it's saying it's expected in the fall. So pretty exciting if you love to get you some braids. All right, that does it for today's Tech Rundown Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel. My Substack really helps me as an independent creator. Really appreciate your time. Have a great weekend. Stay safe.